in this bulletin. More debate about access to rapid antigen tests for COVID-19. Former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo to avoid criminal prosecution. And in sport, COVID-19 and border restrictions have cut the upcoming A-League men's round in half. With the latest SBS News, I'm Stephanie Corsetti. Prime Minister Scott Morrison has ruled out making rapid antigen tests free, despite growing calls from the opposition to make them available for everyone. Following widespread shortages of the kits and large queues at PCR testing clinics across the country, the Prime Minister says the tests won't be rolled out freely. 160 million more rapid antigen tests are due to arrive in Australia shortly. Mr. Morrison is currently attending a national cabinet meeting, the first for 2022, and is expected to outline a plan to subsidise the cost of rapid tests for concession holders.
The challenge at present sits predominantly around the issue of supply. And as I said, 160 million tests, both state and federal governments have been out there, and we've been in the market since August.
He may also announce the supply of millions of free RAT kits to be handed out at state and territory testing centres. Victoria's acting Premier Jacinta Allen says that the state can expect 44 million rapid antigen tests to arrive later this week. Accessibility of rapid tests has been a major concern for communities, with single tests being sold for five times their regular cost in some places. Premier Daniel Andrews is on leave but attended this afternoon's National Cabinet meeting to discuss the availability of rapid tests. Ms. Allen says the state government is looking forward to seeing more detail from the Commonwealth about securing supplies of rapid tests.
But also secure their distribution in a fair and equitable way as well. I've just said the Victorian government's position is that we want to see these tests free and widely available. That's the plan that we're working towards.
Victoria recorded 17,636 new COVID cases and 11 deaths. Hospitalisations have risen by 75 to 591, with 53 people in intensive care and 20 people on ventilators, a drop from yesterday's 24. South Australia has detected another 3,493 new cases of COVID-19, with hospital admissions jumping from 102 to 125. But Premier Stephen Marshall says the number of people in intensive care has remained unchanged at 12, with one person on a ventilator. The South Australian Premier also indicated that within the next week, the state would switch to rapid antigen tests for close contacts of virus cases to preserve the more conclusive PCR tests for people with symptoms.
We will evolve to a RAT test to preserve the PCR testing for those people that are symptomatic. And so we will, in the next couple of days, be messaging how this is going to be implemented.
RAT kits for close contacts will be free. The change comes as demand remains high for tests, with more than 21,000 performed on Tuesday. To overseas news, former New York Governor Andrew Cuomo won't face criminal prosecution over an allegation that he fondled an aide following a prosecutor saying that he couldn't prove the case. 3 days before the Democratic ex-governor was due to answer the misdemeanor charge in court, Albany County District Attorney David Soares asked a judge to dismiss a criminal complaint that the county sheriff filed in October. Mr. Soares, a Democrat, didn't detail why he felt it would be tough to win a conviction, adding that his office had considered other potential criminal charges but none fit the allegations. Mr. Cuomo, who has vehemently denied the allegation, is yet to comment on the development. To sport. COVID-19 and border restrictions have cut the upcoming A-League men's round in half, with just three matches tentatively scheduled across Sydney and Melbourne. Western United, MacArthur FC and Central Coast are all enduring outbreaks among their squad and cannot fulfil this week's fixtures. After 11 postponements in the past fortnight, league chiefs believe three fixtures can safely be played this weekend, headlined by the clash between leaders Melbourne Victory and Adelaide United. Second bottom Wellington Phoenix will play the Newcastle Jets on Saturday before Melbourne City host Western Sydney on Sunday. And now for a look at tomorrow's weather. Perth, sunny 34. Adelaide, a possible shower 24. Melbourne, humid with showers and a possible storm 28. Hobart, increasing rainfall 19. Canberra, showers and 25. Wollongong, similar conditions 25. Sydney much the same, 28. Newcastle showers, 29. Brisbane a shower or two, 28. Cairns partly cloudy, 36. And Darwin a shower or two and a possible storm, 33. I'm Stephanie Corsetti, SBS News.